This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is Dean Loftus with Advanta Seeds. We'll talk sorghum in just a moment. First off, Greg Ibendahl, Kansas State Farm Management Economist, says looking towards 2022, he has some concern.
Well, a lot of moving parts going on right now that have me kind of concerned here. So not only are we looking at a year with a big drop in net farm income that producers kind of need to plan for, but we also have a situation with higher inflation going on right now and a lot of uncertainty about prices and such. So, you know, farmers are going to have a drop in net farm income and maybe some farms are going to have negative net farm income. Those are good opportunities for farmers really to take on more debt, which is really going to be a bad thing if we're looking at years where inflation is high and interest rates are high. Adding debt may not be the thing to do because you're going to have a lot higher interest expense than you may have had in the past.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Dean Loftus. Dean is the marketing lead, North American marketing lead for Alta Seeds. Great to see you.
Great to see you here, Tony.
Okay, let's start first with you. When we talk about marketing lead, I mean, that's a title. Some may already know what that means, but that really encompasses a lot for the company.
Yeah, that really does. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes things I do on the marketing front. But as far as what people would see in the industry, basically, I handle all the marketing communications. That would be any advertising you see, any trade show booths like you see here, any literature you see at the trade show booths, public relations, dealer relations, grower relations, and I handle all that for North America for Alta Seeds.
So now let's jump into Alta Seeds. Many will recognize the name or they've heard the name, but for those who haven't, what's our elevator speech?
Well, Alta Seeds is owned by Advanta, which is a worldwide seed leader. But in America, Alta Seeds is Advanta's number one premium brand of grain and forage sorghum seed.
And you brought in Advanta. I'm glad you did that, too, because some will recognize that name. And really, that's a worldwide leader.
Yeah, we're a worldwide leader in seed production everywhere in the world. And, you know, you'll see that name Advanta, for instance, in Hereford, Texas, because that's where our seed processing and warehouse is. And it's called Advanta. But there we do process all of our high-quality Alta Seeds product as well.
Sorghum, it's back. Part of the deal with sorghum, we lost acres when we had a little trade war developed with China. Obviously, the Chinese market's a huge market, but it's not the only market. I know that when we talk Alta, we can talk grain, but we can also talk about forage, which is huge for this area, right?
That's right, Tony. And in fact, on the forage front, we just introduced this year the world's first herbicide-tolerant forage that includes our iGrowth herbicide tolerance to Emiflex herbicide. Just launched that this year. We're seeing a lot of potential, a lot of growth in the forage sorghum market, both in this area and in other areas of the country as well.
And for those who don't comprehend, this is a huge development. Obviously, it didn't happen overnight, but this is huge for the industry.
Yes, it's huge for the industry. In this last 2 years, we've had two major firsts for the U.S. market, and that would be the iGrowth herbicide tolerance. Last year, we introduced that in grain sorghum. It's the first on the market, the first commercially available herbicide-tolerant grain sorghum. This year, as I just mentioned, we have the herbicide-tolerant forage sorghum. But yes, these are years, not only are they years in development, they have been proven overseas in other markets already. That's where they were bred, and they have been sold successfully in other markets. Advanta enables us to bring the best genetics that will work in the U.S. from other parts of the world, and vice versa. It works this way. We have different traits and different things here that other parts of the world can utilize. So that enables us to have access to all this great technology, some of which is already proven in other parts of the world that we can now introduce and have introduced to the U.S. market.
We talk about the High Plains. We also were talking about a place that, other than 2021, will usually be dealing with some drought issues as well. We talk about some of the challenges that work into production. Does Alta Seeds fit into that as well?
Well, all disease does fit into that. But, you know, speaking of sorghum's fit, and you talked about it earlier, how it's growing interest, China and other parts. Well, there are so many agronomic things about sorghum that are so attractive to many growers now and are making them change their minds or alter their plans to either switch to sorghum or at least include it in the rotations. And a lot of it's agronomic things, the price and availability of water. Do I need to say much about the fertilizer, the price of fertilizer? Sorghum uses less water, less fertilizer, less inputs overall, and that's really making it an attractive option in many parts of the country, but certainly here in the Texas Panhandle, where it is a great fit. You know, there's many growers who are switching some of their corn acres to sorghum for this. Could be forage sorghum, you know, on dairies and different things. So, yeah, I think the agronomic characteristics of sorghum, they've always been there. But I think now all the conditions are hitting at once to make it very attractive to get sorghum growers or other growers like corn growers to consider growing some sorghum and switching to it or at least getting it into their mix.
So you led with the herbicide tolerance, which also gets us to the idea that supply chain disruptions that we've had. So obviously, anytime we're talking about inputs, now that's another area we really have to consider. Is that something to be concerned about?
Well, in the industry in general, we have definitely heard from many people that that is an issue, right? The great news when it comes to iGrowth, and it comes specifically to Emiflex, which is our parent company's herbicide that we use with iGrowth, called Emiflex, we have no supply chain issues. We have a full supply of Emiflex that can go on every acre of our iGrowth grain sorghum and forage sorghum. So no issues there at all. And we've been hearing that as an advantage from many of our customers or soon-to-be customers who are considering it.
We could get into the deep end of the pool real quick about applications, windows, things like that. Instead of me jumping in the middle of this deep pool, maybe we can point to a resource known as... I believe it's Frontiers. Is that right?
No, I think what you're talking about, Tony, is our Sorghum Frontiers Virtual Field Day. This is our, we've had these for 2 years. They were also going to be in-person field days, but because of COVID, we had to switch last year, and now it's become a virtual field day, and it's our second year. Yes, Sorghum Frontiers Virtual Field Day, which this year's was held November 10th. That's when it aired live on the on the internet. But it still exists now for everyone to watch for the rest of the year. It is our platform for us to showcase the latest technologies we have for Altus Seeds, such as iGrowth, such as when we launched grain sorghum iGrowth. And this year, as I mentioned, we launched the first forage sorghum iGrowth. People can watch that field day for information on that, on our aphex SCA tolerance, which is becoming a much more important issue in many areas of the country. We have forage sorghum experts talking about how our forage sorghums perform here and giving you the agronomic, the nutritional information about forage sorghums. So it's kind of our one-stop shop. Sorghum Frontiers is our one-stop shop for growers to find out the latest innovations from Altus Seeds and from UPL.
And the best thing is we don't have to carve out part of our day to do this. We can do it on our own time, right?
You can watch it at your leisure. You can even watch parts of it at your leisure when you're ready. And it's so easy to find online. You can go to hpj.com/sorghumfrontiers. Our partner in this venture was High Plains Journal. Many of the people know High Plains Journal. And so they host it on their site there. That's hpj.com/sorghumfrontiers. And you can watch it all or in part at your leisure anytime you want.
When you look at what's coming down the road, what has Dean Loftus going, I'm ready for this?
Well, we've already kind of hit on it, and it really truly is the agronomic characteristics of grain and forage sorghums are now really becoming a benefit for growers all over because of the less inputs primarily involved with sorghum products, as well as the iGrowth herbicide tolerant, which now gives growers that over-the-top and post grass control option that never existed in grain sorghum or forage sorghum, but now does, and you can get it from Alta Seeds right now.
Okay, if we want to learn more, you gave the Frontiers website through hpj.com, but really, if we want to know more about Alta Seeds, where do we go?
Well, first of all, you can go to altaseeds.com, and you can have links to go to various parts of our website that talk about the various products. But there's two other websites that can get you to other places even quicker. Sorghumpotential.com will take you to a one-stop place where you can find out about iGrowth and EmiFlex and that whole system. And the other one is called EmpireForages.com, where you can find out about our premium line of forage sorghums, which is the Empire lineup. And that'll have links to everything I've talked about today.
Okay. So there you go. AltaSeeds.com is a great place to start. You had the other sites as well. But, Dean, thanks for your time. Thanks for what y'all are doing for this industry.
Thanks, Tony.
Dean Loftus, again, is the North American Marketing Lead for Alta Seeds, and this is the Agribusiness Report.
We all know that farmers don't receive near the recognition that they deserve. Livingston Machinery is working to change that, and you can help. Do you know someone that should be nominated to be the next producer or custom operator of the year and win a brand new Manitou telehandler? Visit LivingstonMachinery.com for details and to learn how to nominate a deserving farmer. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
When it comes to farming in dry conditions, the formula for success is simple. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why growers looking to improve yield potential while protecting their bottom line rely on dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Bred, tested, and made tough to handle the toughest growing conditions. Stay strong this season. Plant dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report. Again, our special guest today, Dean Loftus with Advanta Seeds US.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report. What's the word out of South America? Bob Maurer, Manduca Trading, says.
They're excited to leave 2021 behind. It's been a difficult year. So you're right. I've got a number of contacts, friends and acquaintances in the business, in the commodity business down there. And, you know, one of their primary concerns, away from just actually talking about supply demand fundamentals of soybeans, you know, and the weather's a little bit iffy right now, which is one reason why the soybeans were popping pretty good today, up around 16 or cents or so for the July contract. And actually at one point, I think it was up in the 20s, is their currency. So I talked about the dollar and what could happen there. The Brazilian real, has just been getting hammered. So, you know, just in terms of a day-to-day situation down there, it helps that their currency is low, in terms of, you know, potential sales and maybe gaining a bit of an edge down there, in terms of, just the purchasing power that other countries are going to have to buy the South American production. But it doesn't help them individually, for whatever they want to do. You know, generally you don't want a weak currency, you want a strong currency on a personal basis. So they're dealing with that situation, personally and in business. And then in terms of just the overall crop and the things that we talk about, clearly weather's an impact. It's not going away. Argentina right now has been the main driver in terms of less precipitation expected down there, and they need it. Even the southern parts of Brazil is going to get some precip, but still they need more than what is forecast at the moment. So that's the key driver in terms of their concern for their commodities that we talk about over the near term.
It's the Agribusiness Report. If you don't push yourself, how will you know what you're really made of? Cotton Research and Promotion Program works to develop innovative performance technologies that redefine cotton's capabilities and helps athletes push themselves further. Cotton Incorporated is working hard to educate consumers about cotton's versatility, especially in the athletic apparel market. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
Raising awareness and removing stigmas about rural mental health issues are occurring through various state and grassroots level efforts. Scott Heiberger of the National Farm Medicine Center discusses a campaign from last spring called Farm Neighbors Care, involving different organizations in Wisconsin bringing treats to farmers, a reason to be face-to-face and check in with producers.
The real value of that was to be able to work together with all these organizations. We put a media kit together. We worked with groups that we have not worked with before, and when you're looking at mental health in the community, taking a group effort really seems to help.
Collaboration between Wisconsin farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins and dairy producer Randy Roker led to a 2019 town hall meeting on rural stress and mental health challenges. And through that, grants to support question, persuade, and refer training to help citizens help loved ones and neighbors they believe need help. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
It's the Agribusiness Report.